So he died at 60. He lived a full life in those 60 years.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was fun to be Alan Chapman.
Well, it was. He loved traveling, and he traveled extensively. Always did it first class. I mean, he's in the Ritz in Paris, or at the end of his life, he would stay at a place called the Plaza Athénée, which was a small hotel. I'll never forget the friend of mine here in town, David Haggard, a doctor, and his wife. They were big French cooking people and speaking French, and they were going to Paris, and he calls me, and he says, Donnie, Kay and I are going to Paris. We know about the Ritz and the Bristol and some of the big ones, but where would you recommend we stay that has a nice restaurant right in it that's a lovely hotel? I said, the Plaza Athénée. He said, you'd recommend it highly. I said, it's the neatest little hotel I've ever stayed in. It's nothing size-wise like the Ritz or the Bristol, but I said, you'll like it. So they go in and they stay there. He comes back and he calls me and he said, well, you've never led me wrong on any of these travels, but he says, that Plaza Athénée was absolutely fabulous. He said, but you neglected to tell me one thing. I said, what's that? And he says, what the thing cost? He said, the first morning we dough down for eggs and bacon, it's $40 a plate. He said, that's the most expensive place I've ever stayed. I said, well, I didn't know. I was on an expense account.
That's funny. Oh, I was going to ask, did anybody ask to write a book about his life?
No, no one ever inquired about that, huh? There are some books. Oklahoma University Press has written a book on James Chapman. It's not a book just on him. I think it's called The Red River Oil Company. And that was one of his companies. He had a company called the Magnolia Oil Company. It was more about the oil companies. It wasn't about the family.
Well, students listening to this, then, we can reference that book for further reading. And again, the name of the book was?
I think McMahon. I think it was just McMahon.
Because that was the name of their oil company.
Their oil company.
They put McMahon together. That was a combination of the names of the two that were in it. The MC came from McFarlane, and the man came Chapman. From Chapman. So yeah, we had McMahon Oil Company.
Yeah. They built oil companies, sold out two or three times, and they would take stock in different major oil companies. Before Mobil merged with Exxon, we had a lot of both stocks. I would go to the Mobil annual meetings, and I would go to the used to be Standard Oil of Indiana annual meeting, which ended up Amoco.
Because those companies had bought out.
Yeah, and we had a lot of stock. So I'm in Atlanta for the Mobil annual shareholders meeting. And I'm staying at the Ritz-Carlton downtown because that was the hotel where most of the Mobil people were going to stay. And the meeting was at the Civic Center. I wasn't familiar with downtown Atlanta. So I get up to go to breakfast the day of the meeting. The meeting's like at 10:30. Oh, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm on the elevator going down, and it stops at a floor, and a fella gets on in a dark suit, and he's got a red Mobil emblem, little flying horse on his lapel, briefcase in both hands. I presume he's a lawyer. And I said, well, you must be with Mobil. He said, yes, I am. I said, well, I'm here for the shareholders meeting. How far is it from the hotel to the Civic Center? And I said, what I'm wondering, is it walking distance? He said, 3-4 blocks. I said, well, it's a nice day. I may just walk. He said, well, go out the front door and turn left. He's telling me. And he said, well, what part of the South are you from? And I said, I'm from Oklahoma. And he looked at me and he says, Tulsa or Oklahoma City? And I says, Tulsa. He said, you don't by chance know the Chapman family there, do you? And I said, that's who I'm here representing. He said, you're kidding me. You know they're our largest shareholder. I said, oh, I know that. He hands me his card and he said, well, we've got a bunch of cars and drivers on call here. He said, I'll just get a car to come pick you. I said, no, I don't need that. The walk be good for me. Anyway, he said, well, one other thing. Do you know our chairman, Riley Warmer? I said, no, I know who he is, but I don't know him. He said, after the meeting, he will hang around. There'll be some press people there interviewing him, but he said, I'd like for you to meet him. He said, you should. I mean, he should know you. So I hung around. Sure enough, I met Mr. Warmer. And then later, this same guy sent me a gift from Mobil. Later, we're in New York. I'm with Mr. Chapman, and he wants to visit with Riley Warmer. Regarding a problem they're having in Iran with the oil company. He said, call over at Mobil and see if you can get an appointment with Mr. Warner. I said, I'm not sure I can do that. I said, I may not be able to get through to Mr. Warner. But he remembered me. I told the secretary who I was. He said, I'll send a car over. Said, 2 o'clock this afternoon, fine. And we go over and set up on top of their building and the seating just kind of like this. He didn't sit behind his desk. We all came around a little couch. We visited. And then later, I'm in Saratoga, Wyoming, at a golf club up there. I'm trying to think of the name of the private club up there. I'm out on the practice range one morning. I'm with a bunch of Williams people. Some guy walks up and pecks me on the shoulder, and it's Riley Warner. He said, I remember you and Mr. Chapman coming to see me up in New York, Donnie. And then I end up getting accepted into a golf club in Palm Beach, Florida. And Mr. Warner is a member there. We played golf several times. And I remember the first time I saw him there, I went up and I said, you may not remember me. And before I could say it, nope, you're from Tulsa and you represented the Chapman family. And he said, I remember you and Mr. Chapman coming. He had a great mind. He said, I'm retired now.
So the Chapmans were the largest shareholders at one time in Mobil.
They were also major shareholders in Exxon. And those two merged.
And this is because of the oil companies that James Chapman and his partner, McFarland, sold.
Yeah, and took stock.
So over the years, what has happened? Do you still?
That's our largest holding in the foundation. The big trust, the Jim Chapman Trust, that was theirs too, but they've diversified out of it. You really shouldn't be concentrated in one asset. But boy, it's hard to sell it when it's doing so well, and they pay a nice dividend.
Again, you're still invested in Mobil and all those to a large degree.
We have a lot of Exxon Mobil stock and a lot of BP Amoco stock.
All because, way back when?
Way back, and just leave it alone. H.A. told me one time, I was talking to him about diversifying. I said, you got too much concentration in one asset there. He looked at me and he says, dividends are pretty good on Mobil and Exxon. Donnie, I have a theory that if you buy good stocks or you acquire good stocks, they're not to be sold. They're to be held. He said, how many times has Exxon and Mobil split since you've worked for us? Two for ones. And that's how it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And of course, the value goes to half when it's two for one. Then it'll go back when it gets up to about $100, half again. The pot gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
The stocks are not to be sold, they're to be bought and held.
And so do you abide by that to this day?
Not 100%. I act in a fiduciary capacity as a trustee. I have a responsibility to be a prudent investor, and having 80-90% of your assets in one stock is not prudent. That stock can always go bad. I don't care how good it looks, they can always go bad. There are things that can happen. I've watched it.
Yeah. Well, you've been very generous in your time. I really appreciate this. I just think the general public at large will be fascinated to hear this story.
Well, it's been a big part of my life. Been fun. Been a good ride.
And I've enjoyed this. Been a good ride, and for myself and those who listen. Yeah. So thank you, Donnie. Appreciate it.